Thursdays we talk Trainspotting with Brett Rogers, who's the culture lead at Have You Heard Marketing. Good morning, Brett. Hope you well. I forget that WhatsApp, the utility on our phone, the application which we use for short messaging services, is actually not a short messaging service at all. In fact, it is a social media application. There's even thoughts that one day it could be some sort of online business application, because what you have now on WhatsApp are all these community groups. You can get news, you can get interest groups, you can get find local dog walk groups. It's not just a messaging app, it's actually a social media app these days, isn't it?
Morning, Lester. Great to be here. Yeah, absolutely. It's I was also surprised a couple of years ago when I saw that WhatsApp was being categorized as a social media app. I didn't really understand it. It didn't make sense to me until I really started thinking about it really much more clearly, like what is it used for? And it's used for communication, but it's used for communication often in group settings. And it is already a commerce platform. That's already happened.
Of course, there are many business WhatsApp these days.
Yeah, correct. But my interest is a little bit in how it's kind of transformed these online spaces into kind of a collaboration of both social in the real world and social online. You know, the things that I've been seeing, you know, amongst my friends and amongst people, articles and things that I've seen online is that these groups are becoming more real for people, that they are genuine spaces of connection. And, you know, those are one of the things that I've always, and many other people around the world, of course, complain about, that's social media not being social in the real sense. And I think it's really beautiful to see how people are turning these online social areas on WhatsApp into real world. You know, some examples that I can give you are, like the local community secondhand group. There's a very powerful secondhand group in the area that I live in. You know, people love to, you know, pop over to other people's houses and check out the clothing or the items and become friends. And whether it's a local dog park, or there's even a guy around here who sends the local crime stats, which are sent in a positive way, if I can say that as best possible.
But how many WhatsApp groups do you have silenced or muted and archived on your phone at the moment? It's definitely a space for interaction, but there's also maybe a little terms of obligation to be parts of groups, like extended family WhatsApp groups. You're too embarrassed to leave, maybe a little bit too shy, and then you keep it muted and it's locked away in the archive folder. That's also a phenomenon where people are almost obligated to be part of a group, but actually don't want to be part of a group.
Yeah, well, look, I think that at the end of the day, just like the real world, you should be able to choose who you are hanging around with. And those spaces, you know, I can only speak for myself, but there are many people who feel the pressure of those things. And, you know, and archiving those things or muting those things are probably pretty good for your mental health. But, you know, I'm part of hundreds of groups, I'm sure, that I don't get notifications from anymore. And to be honest, I do get some anxiety when I see a million messages pop up. But you know, I think in this time where we are lacking connection and also are putting a negative spin on social media, I think there's, you know, let's look for the things that are good. And I think there is a lot of genuine connection and a lot of genuine value with strangers in WhatsApp groups. You know, I think it's a really interesting phenomenon. And you know, even from my perspective, you know, my girlfriend and I will send each other pictures from these groups, laughing about what's going on, and like if there's a drama there or somebody's sending a terrible photo with a greasy lens. You know, I mean, it's silly, but it does bring us joy and fun and interaction ourselves between each other.
But the trend is, and this is what you've been reporting on sometime, particularly in a post-pandemic world, when we talk about the internet it's supposed to be the great equalizer of communication, seemingly separating us more, that social media is in fact not so social. You're seeing that the trend is that there's the creation of microsites that's actually encouraging people, you know, let's use the site to make a first interaction and then let's meet. Let's take this into the real world in a local community group.
Well, Les, I don't know why I'm here when you summarize things so beautifully. I'm just going to go.
Because I read the brief.
You don't need me anymore.
I read the brief and I do my research.
I am saying that to a degree. It's not always going to land up in the real world. And a lot of the value is in the digital space. But what I am saying is that there is that opportunity. There is that growth. There is that trend towards meeting people and knowing other people, and I think that's a really interesting and beautiful adjustment of the social media world.
Well, I've met you once. I hope to meet you again in the real world. Brett Rogers, culture lead at Have You Heard Marketing.
Thank
with
you,
Trendspotting Thursdays. How many groups do you have muted? Hi, Lester. I was even fed up when my daughter added me to an immediate family group of 5 without asking. Surely that's just a quick message to mom. Why does it need to be in the group? Let me look. Because I mute and I then archive messages. And I do it largely to be nice. I don't want to leave. And I won't mention the group. So if I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 WhatsApp groups I am a member of, but it's muted and archived, so I don't get any of those notifications. Only if I'm bored and I'm browsing my phone. Oh, let's see what so-and-so said 3 weeks ago. What I do have still active is our immediate team group here with my 5 colleagues in studio, and of course the one that the boss added me to. Dare not mute and archive that. Don't worry, Tess, I am reading your messages.